This is Insight Live on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. If you're a soccer fan anywhere in the capital region, there is an important event today that you are encouraged to attend. Good place to cheer. It's the Sacramento City Council meeting. It starts at 5 o'clock, though you're advised to come at 4 o'clock if you want a seat. The council members and the mayor will be meeting earlier in the afternoon to review the big news of the week, and that has been a plan for a new stadium in the downtown rail yards of Sacramento. To talk more about this deal in more detail, I'm joined by Cap Radio's Sacramento Region reporter, Bob Moffett. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
This will be a raucous city council meeting of a different sort.
It will. Make sure you bring your scarf, and if you don't like soccer, then bring your scarf, and then you can stand out by, I don't know, wearing a green one.
And there can be rivalry. Mm-hmm. On the phone is Ben Gumpert. He's president and COO of Republic FC, the professional soccer club based here in Sacramento. Hi, Ben. Welcome. And is it too early for congratulations?
Maybe it's a little early. You know, we want to make sure we go through the steps, but it's certainly a big day and appreciate being on with you, Beth, and Bob as well.
So, Ben, would you characterize where Sacramento is right now in its pitch for this expansion team in men's professional soccer in the MLS Major League Soccer League?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long road. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know that. You know, this club was founded over 6 years ago now and had their first match in 2014, this epic match at Hughes Stadium where nobody, us included, myself included, ever expected that 21,000 plus would come in and pack that stadium and create a massive traffic jam on 99 and everything else. And this huge first ever Tower Bridge Battalion March would come in and cause a ruckus. And it's been a pretty much a Cinderella story ever since, with the fans and 20,000 the next game and so on. But the MLS front has certainly had its ups and downs, and it's been a winding journey where we felt we were close a couple years back. But we had to, you know, hunker down and make sure. And it was very clear about 16 months ago that we needed to find additional financial resources. I don't know that we could have found somebody better than Ron Burkle, given his, not just his financial wherewithal, but his experience in business, his incredibly successful experience in sports and championship experience at that. Of course, to partner with Kevin Nagel, who's kept this alive, and the likes of Mark Friedman and Phil Oates, who are just fantastic people and local investors. And we are at the very, very final stages. This city council meeting is what makes it important to have this passed, this term sheet passed. Hopefully tonight puts us really in pole position to get this done. There's an MLS board meeting next week. We want to have all of our ducks in a row and be ready to go, because no doubt this city and this fan base deserves MLS more than anyone.
Forbes magazine, Bob, in reporting about this, said the key criteria for admittance into the MLS is deep-pocketed ownership, number one. And as Ben just said, Ron Burkle meets that qualification. Then a soccer-specific stadium, preferably located in or near the urban core. And that's what the deal this week was all about.
Well, and I think as MLS has gone about its expansion plans, it has taken more and more pages out of the NBA's playbook. When the Kings were trying to figure out what they were going to do, or when the ownership group that was trying to buy the Kings and the city was trying to keep the team here, the goals seemed to sort of change. Like, well, you know what? Actually, we want you to do this, or we want you to do that. And in the NBA's case, though, they requested a huge contribution from the city. And that's probably where the big difference is between this deal here with the Republic and with the Kings, is how relatively minor the contribution here is on the city. But to your point, yeah, Ron Burkle, who actually was for, what, Ben, about a day and a half, the majority owner, the guy that was going to come in and become the majority owner of the Kings, had to step out, and now he's back.
Right.
So it was, in a way, you know, the Republic could not have benefited more by virtue of what Sacramento went through with the Kings, and having Burkle here for a minute, only to return again.
Ben, was there a point when city leaders said to you, "We can't do for the MLS soccer bid what we did for the Kings or for an NBA franchise"?
I mean, there was there. I mean, that was always the case, and so there's nothing that, that changed from that. Certainly, even back to Mayor Johnson and into Mayor Steinberg. As remember, this journey has lasted, you know, more than a few years at this point. But it's always been, and I think a huge credit to Mayor Steinberg, who said, you know, when we met 16 months ago, and we went out to New York, said, hey, what do we need to do as a city to put together the right investment in our city to make this happen? Certainly, this, you know, provides a huge boost from an economic impact perspective in the billions, both in both in spend as well as in real estate investment. Certainly, this helps on the jobs front. But Mayor Steinberg was also very clear that this was not going to be anything close to the King's deal. This was not going to do anything that would require a check from the city, but that we could get creative and help to build infrastructure, which is necessary certainly for our stadium, but really in the development of the entire rail yards, which we all know is a massive opportunity for the city and the continued development of downtown, which can provide better tax base for our entire region. And so he's been great throughout and has been a partner alongside me and Kevin Nagel and working with Ron Burkle and Matt Alvarez. So, again, a huge credit. And I think also it's important, and the Commissioner Garber, as well as MLS, has been very clear that they seek partnerships with cities. Of course they do. They want cities that are invested, not just financially, right, but, you know, but from a resource standpoint. They want cities that really want a franchise and one that they're going to invest and partner in the community to make it successful. And so I think today is as much about that as it is about the economics, showing that the city and the city council are here to partner to make this happen. They understand the importance of this moment and what it could be for today and for generations to come.
That's Ben Gumpert. He's president and COO of the Republic FC. I'm also talking with Cap Radio reporter Bob Moffitt. Let's make the numbers real simple. What's this package going to be? What's on the private side? And how does the city have to contribute?
Well, the stadium's supposed to cost $252 million. In addition to that, the investment group is going to pony up the $27 million it's going to cost for all the infrastructure, lights and pipes and wires and streets and sidewalks, et cetera. There is going to be a new street off of the side of the stadium, and it's going to be off of the new railroad Avenue, Railroad Avenue, Railroad Drive. It's so new. I'm not sure what the end is. But it's
Rail Yards Boulevard. Yeah,
the Boulevard. Yeah, I was. I would have got there eventually.
You're getting there.
And that's of course parallel to Richards Boulevard, but on the south side of the levee there in that gate. So that's where it is. The city basically will take property tax revenue that wouldn't have been there before, and then they're going to kick it back to the team in order to pay for the infrastructure.
So April 18th is the next big meeting. That's hopefully the day of the key decision, or at least the key presentations. It comes down to an offer from Sacramento, which we assume will be approved today, and then an offer from St. Louis. And Ben, how do you compare the two offers? Forbes magazine, in its analysis, which is why I brought it up earlier, said MLS should actually choose both cities. Both meet the criteria in very strong ways.
Yeah, Beth, you laid out the criteria from financial backing to strong local ownership to a downtown stadium. You know, for us, it's check, 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 check. Not to mention what I think is still the biggest check, which is to have a dedicated market and dedicated fan base. I would hold our fans to anyone in the entire country. So I feel, and we feel very confident with where we stand. And that's not to take anything away from St. Louis. You know, I think there's a lot of great cities. If anything, to me, this speaks to the massive growth that continues in soccer in the United States. We have a World Cup coming on our shores in just 7 years, which will come very quickly, and we'll see the best in the world. That happened before in 1994 and created a huge boost for soccer. So this is a continued story. I would say from our standpoint, we are focused solely on Sacramento and doing everything that we need to do to cross every T, certainly tonight included, to make sure that Sacramento stands far and above every requirement that we could ever imagine.
Hey, Ben.
And we feel confident that with tonight we can do that.
I know you can't help yourself in being a fan and a cheerleader, but I do want an honest answer to this question. Where is the area where you might get some pushback? Where might the other offer be stronger?
You know, I think St. Louis has a rich history of, you know, I think they technically have the first soccer club that was ever founded back in the 1800s was founded in St. Louis. They have a rich soccer history that's existed. They have a great ownership group. So
the
again,
I
think St. Louis
mm-hmm.
has the Taylor family who runs Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a female led ownership group, which I think is just fantastic as a fan of sports. I think that is vastly underrepresented. And so I think a huge credit to them. All that said, again, I love where we sit in Sacramento. I hope both get in. I will say that we are focused squarely on us and making sure we do everything we need to for our city. And we are highly confident that we have what it takes to bring MLS here. And I just can't, it's such a big moment. It's hard for me to even wrap my head around what this could mean for today, for tomorrow, for my kids, for their kids, to grow up in a city with a Major League Soccer franchise. This is big. And so it's important to remember the gravity of the moment.
I can almost see you just sitting down, Ben, going, this just has to happen. You know, I can feel it coming all the way through your body. This agreement, though, Bob, is contingent. The Rail Yards agreement is contingent on being awarded the franchise. It does not mean that the deal goes through and the stadium is going to be built.
Absolutely correct. That is the whole thing. The preliminary term sheet would only be affected if MLS awards an expansion team and the investor group consummates the acquisition of the team.
All right. So that means everybody to the city council who really believes in soccer and MLS franchise coming to Sacramento, come to the city council meeting this afternoon. Ben, good luck. I want the follow-up conversation after all of this in a couple weeks, okay?
Would love to, and looking forward to seeing everyone out there tonight. Big day.
All right. Thanks so much. That is the president and COO of the Republic FC, Ben Gumpert, and Cap Radio's reporter, Bob Moffett. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We'll be back with another show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Insight with Beth Ruyak on Cap Radio. I'm Steve Milne, along with Linnea Edmeyer, and we're here to ask you to support Insight financially right now with a contribution. It's our spring fund drive. If we've heard from you already, thank you very much. If not, the number to call, 1-800-800-5867.
800-800-5867. Today, your donation not only supports Cap Radio, it could net you $500 at Target. Spread it out in one big shop, split it up, or surprise someone else and give it as a gift. And this time around, our grand prize drawing is a trip for 12 days to Greece with Beth Ruyak as your host. 1-800-800-5867, 800-800-5867, capradio.org.
Listeners like you helped launch Cap Radio 40 years ago. Since you know a good thing when you hear it, take time now to make a donation. It only takes a few moments. You can go to our website and donate safely and securely. That's capradio.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-5867.
And we are looking for three more superfans in the next 5 minutes. You can do it. Be one of them. 800-800-5867 or capradio.org. And thank you.